This story of courage is taken from Lessons from Kerbala, from Asr 313, and available to you from the Truth Seekers Library, a Truth Seekers Foundation initiative. What is courage? It can be explained in two parts. 1. The ability to stand up against all difficulties for what is right, keeping in mind that Allah alone has the power and will always support those on the right path. 2. To be assured that Allah will help you every step of the way. Let's hear a story about courage. Melissa's heart felt very heavy. She dropped her keys on the side table and walked into her apartment. No matter how hard she tried, she couldn't forget the look on Lisa's face. She covered her face in shame as recent memories began to play themselves before her. Just the previous week, Melissa's boss, Mr. Brown, had entrusted her with a very important task. She would also receive a handsome pay if it was completed successfully. The job itself was simple. All Melissa had to do was supervise the transfer of some very valuable goods. She was also responsible for ensuring their safe storage and handling at the new destination. The job seemed very straightforward, so Melissa accepted without any hesitation. 2 days later, her boss informed her that it was time to carry out the task. Being responsible by nature, Melissa took the pains to ensure that every last box was accounted for. She then personally observed the unloading and storage of all the inventory, just as she was asked. Everything was going well so far. But as she began checking her list for a final scan, Melissa was struck with horror. Several cartons with very valuable goods were missing. Melissa was terrified. She reviewed the list and realized that it was her fault. She had misread the delivery numbers. She felt numb and decided to erase the evidence from the computer. Her mind wasn't functioning correctly, and she was too nervous to think clearly. All she knew was that if the boss found out, she would lose her job or worse. Melissa did the unthinkable. Controlled by the negative emotions, she shifted the blame on someone doing similar work as hers, Lisa. Lisa was proved guilty. Her desperate protests of innocence fell on deaf ears. Melissa couldn't forget the look on the young girl's face. She let out a long sigh. She began to collect her thoughts slowly. Between the two of them, Melissa needed the job more. Lisa came from a rich family and could easily find a new job. Melissa tried to comfort herself, but in vain. Finally, she resolved to do something. Grabbing her bags and keys, she hurried to her car and drove straight to the office. She promptly strolled to the boss's office and knocked on the door. She had been in the office for only a few minutes when a loud yell was heard, "You are fired." Strangely enough, Melissa did not feel sorrowful at all. She skipped to her car with a light heart and a peaceful mind. She knew that she had done the right thing. That day, Melissa left the office for the final time with the most cheerful smile, but not one person could understand why. Courage in Kerbala. An army of just 72 people fought an enemy much bigger in magnitude. Being in such a minority needed a lot of courage to stand with the truth. All those who stood with Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, knew what would happen to them and their families, but they still chose to stay with their leader. Those brave warriors set an example of courage and loyalty for all the generations to come. Kerbala is an institute of courage, and Imam is the teacher who preached by practice. So how can we practice courage? 1. At home. To take responsibility if you have done something wrong, even when you could avoid the punishment. 2. At school. To remain honest and accept the consequences of any mistakes made. We should support those who are bullied. We should resist peer pressure and not do things which are inappropriate, keeping in mind that it is not important to be part of the majority, because the majority might not always be right. We should be proud of our identity and engage with others as who we are, rather than being desperate to fit in. 3. At public places. To support ulama-e-haq, which are the authentic scholars. Keep in mind that Kerbala is not a historical event. It occurs in our life every day, when we have to make a choice between right and wrong. Siding with the truth often requires courage, and a true follower of Imam Hussein does not back off. This is the end of the story, courage.